USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said as the war rages on in Ukraine, he's not expecting this to end anytime soon.
We've seen the brutality that Vladimir Putin has brought to this. We know his track record in Chechnya. We know the track record of what he's aided and abetted in Syria. I think we have to expect the same. And part of the reason we have to expect the same is that this has not gone according to Putin's plan. He anticipated that somehow they would go into Ukraine. The Ukrainians would either somehow welcome them or at least fold their tents and move out. And, of course, exactly the opposite has happened.
Oil prices climbed again today after the International Energy Agency said markets would lose 3 million barrels per day of Russian crude and refined products. The supply loss would be far greater than expected, 1 million barrels per day. That's the drop in demand triggered by higher fuel prices. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison. Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least 6 states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University researchers. Not much is yet known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. This is USA Radio News.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jussie Smollett is free for the moment.
An appeals court sided with Jussie Smollett's lawyers and said he should be free pending his appeal after his conviction for lying to police and staging a racist homophobic attack. Smollett left the Cook County Jail Wednesday night after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. The appeals court ruling came 1 week after a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to begin serving 150 days in jail. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Republican-controlled Georgia State House passed a sweeping election bill that would hand new election policing powers to the state's Bureau of Investigations and restrict nonprofit funding of elections. The 40-page bill would give the Georgia Bureau of Investigations the power to initiate election fraud allegations, work that is currently overseen by state election officials. The Investigations Bureau would also have the authority to subpoena election records with sign-off from the state Attorney General. St. Patrick's Day is all about the Irish, but modern day celebrations started in the United States. Wallet Hub says the first St. Patrick's Day parade was actually held in Boston in the 1700s. The financial site estimates more than $5 billion will be spent celebrating today, along with parades and food deals. A lot of green beer will be on tap. Enjoy yours, as the site predicts 13 million pints of Guinness will be enjoyed. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.